Stand together with me, if you will, please, and let me read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning in verse 12. Verse 12, 1 Timothy 6, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God. Folks, God is watching us. In the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate received a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. By the way, that is not talking about the Pope. That's talking about Jesus Christ, who only, he's the only who hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto without him, and whom no man hath seen nor can see. To whom be honor and power everlasting.
Amen.
And look, God says, what did you say there?
Amen.
Verse 16 at the end says, amen. I want to draw your attention back to verse 12, that first line of there, fight the good fight of faith. I want to preach to you this morning on don't throw in the towel. Let's pray. Our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father, giver of all things, creator of the universe, lover of our souls, Almighty God, we thank you, we praise you, and we ask you now to be with us, to be among us. We ask you, Father, to put a hedge of safety from all evil, from all distractions around this place. Fill this preacher with your spirit. Anoint me, I pray, with fresh oil, and use me, God. Help each one of these people before me to listen on purpose. God, please, we ask you now to manifest yourself to us, not because we deserve it, Lord, but because we desperately need it. And Lord, you told us to ask. You told us to seek. You told us to knock. You told us, Lord, to come boldly before your throne. You told us to call unto you, and you would show us, answer us, and show us great and mighty things which we've never seen nor known before. And Lord, that's our prayer today. May this be a help and a blessing to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I mean, you may be seated. Let me briefly explain to you this morning, if you will, the term throwing in the towel. It comes from boxing. Now, I've never boxed. I've never been brave enough to let somebody punch me in the head on purpose. But boxing, obviously, you know, is a fight between two men in a boxing ring, and each boxer is assigned a corner of the ring before the fight begins. And outside that boxing ring, at their corner, there's a coach or a manager. And that's where the term comes from. You know, do you ever heard somebody say, are you in my corner? Well, that's where that comes from. In other words, are you on my side? Are you in my corner? A boxing match is divided into rounds, usually 10 or 12 rounds, depending on the age of the boxers. But after each round, the boxers go to their corners, amen, and they sit in their corners, and their coach or their manager comes over, gives them some water, coaches them a little bit, and then he uses a towel and he wipes off their sweat and he maybe wipes off some blood, but then of course the bell rings and they go back into the fight. Now, as the fight progresses into later rounds, the boxers are getting punched and hit and beat on more and more and more. And so throughout the fight, though, while the boxers are in the ring, in the heat of the match, their managers, or each one of them, are out there at their corners outside the ring, watching closely, looking, watching their fighters. Now, if the manager sees that their fighter is beat, he can throw in the towel.
Sure.
He could take the towel and he throws it into the ring. And the referee at that point sees that towel, and that is a national, if you will, understood symbol of, hey, we forfeit the fight, we're done, and the opponent wins. So, in other words, they lose. Now, so you know, a manager will look for maybe their boxer's getting weak in his legs. Maybe he's not moving like he should. Maybe his arms are not up here where they need to be. He's staggering. He's lost his balance. Things like that. He just can't stand his ground. You know. But one big thing that they look for is the eyes.
Yeah.
In the eyes of because they know their man, their boxer. I mean, that's they work together, they've trained together, and they know that their boxer. When they see that man's eyes, and they can see, you know, that they look glassy, they look a little bit crossed, even, and you can tell when a person looks dizzy, when their eyes are not exactly focused anymore, and that is a number one big danger sign there, and they'll take that task. And they'll throw it in, and they'll throw it into the ring, and the referee will call the fight. Now, the manager doesn't have to give any explanation. The manager doesn't have to tell his fighter why he's doing it, because he is over there and he's watching, and that towel is ready if it needs to be thrown into the ring. Now, I want to take that simple thought this morning, and I want to use that to help us understand, like the Bible says here, the Christian life is a fight. Verse 12 says, fight. I mean, that is this the word of God or not? So God says, we have to fight. Now, I don't need to tell you this, but when there's a fight, that means there's somebody you're fighting against.
Right. That's right, yeah.
Okay? There's somebody that you're facing as an opponent who's obviously fighting back. I'm not fighting the air. I'm not punching the air. There's a fight that is called the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
It's a fight, but listen, it's a good fight.
Yeah.
Right. Now, there's a lot of fights you can get into that are not good fights.
Right.
That are not. We are not supposed to be brawlers. We're not called to be out here fighting people all the time, literally with our hands and punching and kicking and, you know, you ladies pinching and clawing, biting and pulling hair, whatever, you know, how you fight. But either way, that's not what the Bible's talking about, okay? It's a good fight, but it's a fight of faith, understand. But however you look at it, dearly beloved, it's a fight. And if you're not fighting the fight, you're going to lose.
That's right. Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Now, but here's what I want to use. I want to use that thought of throwing in the towel today to help us understand a little bit about what it means that when we're tempted to throw in the towel in the fight. We're tempted to throw in the towel because we think we're finished. We think we've lost. We think we've reached the end. So when we throw in the towel, listen, dearly beloved, I'm telling you this morning, we are saying that we're finished. We're saying that we quit.
Yeah.
Can I say this to you? And I think I can. I'm tired of people, God's people, throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm tired of church members throwing in the towel.
Sure.
Come on, amen.
I'm tired of people who have every possibility in the world, every potential in the world to be something great for God and to achieve great things for God, but yet here's what I'm seeing them do.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Throwing in the towel.
Yep.
I want to tell you today with all of my heart, as much as I can, I want to say to you, I want to encourage you to not throw in the towel.
Yeah, amen. 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 Amen.
Don't quit.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I want to go over a few reasons today. I'm going to give some of you some towels. I don't have enough to give all of you some towels, but I'm going to give some of you some towels because you're going to serve. Seth, you can pick that up. Some of you some towels here, because I want you to serve as my towel throwers. But I want you to understand something. There are some real reasons here that Christians throw in the towel.
Yeah. Amen.
Number one, because they're faking salvation to begin with.
That's right. Yeah. Come on.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Listen to me closely.
Yep.
those waters up here in the baptism did not save you.
Amen.
If that's what you're depending on, you've heard me say this 100 times, if that's what you're depending on, when the fight starts to get hot, you don't have any fight in you, because you're faking salvation. You're acting, you're not genuinely, truly born again. You see, when a person is saved, then they have the literal presence of Jesus Christ in their heart, and they have through that, they are given some fight. They are given some determination and some commitment. Because, dearly beloved, listen to me. Jesus never threw in the towel. And He's not ever going to lead you to throw in the towel. But the big problem is, many times, is Christians, Christians by name. Christians who are in church, people who go to church, people who are religious, they're never truly, really saved to begin with. And so as soon as it gets hot in the kitchen, as soon as the opponent starts throwing some gut punches, then I realize I don't even have any... forget this. Because they're faking salvation. Let me ask you something. Just look at me or look down at the ground, but listen to me. If you died right now. If you died right now. I mean, if your heart stopped beating and you breathed your last breath, listen to me. Would you go to heaven?
Come on. Amen. Preach. Right.
If Christ is in you, you know you're saved. And if He's not, you know He's not. And so many people, because of so many false prophets and false religions, and they're phony, baloney, and they're faking salvation. They're playing church. And so the first chance they get, listen, the towel's gone. I'm out of here.
Amen.
Forget it.
Yep.
I'm out of here. Forget it. There you go. You can give that to Taryn if you want to, Mary Jane or Brittany. But the fact is, some people are throwing in the towel because they're never saved to begin with.
That's right.
They don't have any strength. They don't have any help. Because you're all by yourself when you're without Christ, dearly beloved. The Bible says when you're not saved, you are without God and you are without hope in this world. You have nothing. You're out there trying to fight the adversary on your own. It's no wonder you're throwing in the towel. Another reason so many people throw in the towel is because they fail. They fail. If you've ever seen boxing, you know sometimes they get knocked down. One boxer will get knocked down. Now, he's not out, but he does fall. And yes, he can get up again. But so many Christians have fallen. And can I say something to you? I hate to discourage you. This is not going to be discouraging if you listen. But you're going to have your falls. You're going to have your falls. The Bible says the just man falleth seven times. In other words, it's going to happen. You're going to make a mess of something. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to feel like an idiot. You're going to fall. Now, I'm not talking about falling into gross immorality. I'm talking about just disgracing and being embarrassed. Just doing something that you knew. Oh, no, why did I do that? Why did I say that?
Come on, preach.
And you find yourself, boom, falling in the fight. Listen to me. I want to stress this so much. That is the absolute last thing you want to do is throw in the towel. You do not ever want to throw in the towel, but especially when you're on your back. Because when you're on your back and you're disgraced, you're ashamed, you're hurt, you're embarrassed, you are not thinking straight.
That's right. Amen.
The The worst thing to do when it seems like it's the darkest hour of your life, the worst thing to do is to go away from God.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the dumb, I don't want to say dumb, but that is the absolute most foolish thing you could do, because He is the only light of this world.
Yeah.
And when you're in the darkest hour of your life is when you need to stay closest to Him.
Amen.
You certainly don't want to take that towel when you're laying on your back and throw it and quit. That's the last thing you want to do. But many people, when they fall, their pride gets hurt.
Come on, preach.
And what is somebody going to say about me now?
Come on.
What are they going to think about me? I said something I shouldn't have said. I did something I shouldn't have done. In a moment of weakness, I got punched in the face and I fell.
Yeah.
I lowered my guard and I took one right across the face. And I fell.
Yeah, come on.
And I'm dizzy. I'm not thinking straight, but I know one thing. I'm embarrassed. I fell.
Good.
Let me say something to you. From the bottom of my heart, here's what I'm going to say. This is not going to be profound. This is going to get up.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Get up.
That's right.
Amen.
A just man falleth 7 times, and the rest of the verse says, and riseth up again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Who does God want to use? God's not going to use the people that never fall. Listen to me, that's not even going to happen. Everybody's going to fall. Just get used to it. Don't get used to it. Prepare yourself for it and realize it's going to happen. As God told me it was going to happen, it's part of this old Christian life, because I'm in a fight. And so I'm going to fall once in a while. But dearly beloved, listen to me. Get up.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Get up.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Get up.
Amen. Amen.
Don't throw in the towel.
Right.
Amen.
Do not throw in the towel.
That's right. Yep.
Praise God.
But there are Christians who, when they fall, they're embarrassed and they say, forget it, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm throwing in the towel. They've fallen and they refuse to face it, get up, and they say, nope, I'm throwing in the towel. Another reason people throw in the towel is because their feelings get hurt. Well, you just don't know what so-and-so said about me. And to that I say, with all the compassion that I can muster up,
yeah, amen.
Don't be childish.
Yeah, amen.
My feelings are hurt, preacher. Now, let me say this. Sometimes your feelings do get hurt when somebody betrays you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they stab you in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? People do say things that absolutely hurt.
Right.
Yep.
Every one of you can say amen to that.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Somebody you trusted basically spit in your face.
Yeah, come on, preach.
Somebody you once were fighting with is now fighting against you.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it hurts. And your feelings get hurt.
Right, right.
Your heart breaks.
Yep.
Don't throw in the towel.
Amen. Amen.
Don't throw in the towel.
Amen.
Feelings can be healed. The Bible says that God mendeth the broken in heart.
Amen.
And He bindeth up their wounds.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Those wounds that somebody else gave you can be healed.
That's right.
By only one person,
amen.
God.
Amen.
There's nobody else that's going to heal those wounds. You say, well, time heals all wounds. Time is a good factor, a great factor. Thank God for time,
amen,
because it does help.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? If God doesn't heal that bitterness,
right.
Yep.
Yep. Right.
If God doesn't heal that anger,
yeah.
Yep.
You're still going to be worse in 20 years.
That's right.
Time or no time, you're going to get worse.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
I mean, there are people today that I meet out there on the streets, and you work with them, you go to school with them, you know them by name, family members, friends, and boy, they are the most bitter person you've ever met. And you know why? Because somewhere back down the line, they got hurt.
Right.
Yep. Right.
And they say, well, I used to go to church.
Yep.
You know what that means? That means they threw in the towel.
Right.
Yep. Uh-huh. You might have preached.
They threw in the towel. They said, well, you know what? I got hurt. And that preacher said something I didn't like. Or so-and-so, you know, I don't like the color of the carpet at the church. Or, you know, sometimes it gets really dumb. But other times it's real hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
But either way, it's your feelings that get hurt. You take a good punch. And can I say this to you? Your adversary knows where to hit you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's right. Yep.
He knows where to hit you.
Amen.
That's right.
All he's got to do is watch you for a while.
Yep, that's right. That's good.
But your feelings get hurt, and you want to throw in the towel.
Yep. Come
on. Another reason people throw in the towel, because they're afraid of losing.
Yep.
Think about that. They're afraid of losing.
Right. Yep.
They haven't lost yet.
Yeah.
But they're afraid they might.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know people like this that worry about things that haven't even happened yet?
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Now, ladies, I'm not picking on you, but that's a bad problem that most ladies have. Worry goes hand in hand with woman. Woman, worry. It's just your nature. I mean, I understand. I'm married. But men, we worry too.
That's right.
Come on, let's not be too proud here. Every one of us has fear of what might happen if I do this. What might happen if I do this? What might happen if I decide to really serve the Lord like He wants me to? What might happen if I decide to really trust God and obey Him? What might happen if I tell my boss I'm not coming to work tomorrow? Don't tell me he wasn't afraid.
Right, yeah.
He was afraid. What might happen? It didn't happen, though.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you know what? Many people facing that situation, afraid of what might happen, they said, no, I'm throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
I'm going to work anyway. I can't lose my job. And because of fear of what might happen, now think about Jericho for a minute. What? Let's walk around this city 6 times and then 7 times on the 7th day. Don't tell me that some of those people were looking at Joshua cross-eyed like, this man's lost his ever-loving mind. He's crazy. And some of them on that 4th and 5th and 6th day had to be thinking, what if this doesn't work?
Right.
Yep.
I mean, this. Nobody's ever done this before.
Right.
Nobody's ever done this before.
Yep.
Don't you see this? What if this doesn't work? What if they open those gates and come out with chariots and spears and swords and bows and blazing fire and they just wipe us out like ants?
Right, yeah.
Don't tell me that those things don't go through your head.
Right. Yeah, come on, preach.
Right.
What happens if I trust God? What happens if I really tithe?
Amen. Yeah, come on.
I mean, I'm afraid what might happen.
Preach.
Yeah,
and so you say, forget it, I'm throwing in the towel.
Yeah. Amen.
What happens if I trust God with my money? What happens if I trust God with my family? What happens if I trust God with my life? I mean, my whole life?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happens if I knock on some stranger's door with a gospel tract? My knees are knocking. We're knocking. We're elected to invite you to Amazing Grace Baptist Church. What are they going to do to me? You know,
right.
What? And so many people don't do it.
Yeah. Preach.
They're afraid of what might happen.
Yeah.
Now I'm here to tell you, listen, what might happen is in God's hands.
Amen.
Amen.
What might happen is in God's hands.
That's
right. Amen.
God did not give us the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
I've got to hurry. But many people throw in the towel because they're afraid of what might happen. Many people throw in the towel because their focus changes to something else.
Yeah.
Go back to boxing now. If I'm in the ring and I've got this man who's mad and he's trained and he's strong and he's got one thing on his mind, and that is to punch me in the face as hard as he can until I am knocked out cold.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, let's just say somebody walks in the front door over here and catches my attention, and they got a hot dog. And I'm hungry. And so I lower my hands, and I turn my face to look at the hot dog. What's going to happen?
You're out.
One good, solid punch in the jaw, and you are down like a rock.
That's right.
Yep.
Why? Because you took your focus off for 1 minute.
Yeah, come on. Preach it.
And then the towel's got to go in because you're down.
Right.
Yep.
Listen to me. You have got to stay focused on the fight.
Amen.
We have got to stay focused on the fight.
Amen.
If we lose our focus and start looking at this world.
That's right. Come on.
Yep. Come on. Great.
Amen.
We start looking at what the world is doing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on.
We start looking at how they're dressing.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, great.
We start looking at what they're doing.
Hello.
We start looking about what's important to them. Our focus and our head turns. Listen to me, dude. It doesn't take long. And before you know it, you might as well just throw in the towel.
Right.
Because you're going down and you're out.
You're right.
Because you took your focus off of the fight.
That's right.
Amen.
You start chasing something else, like a rabbit going down another trail. And boy, you're done.
Yep.
It's one swift shot and the rabbit's dead. Can I say something to you? The adversary doesn't lose focus.
That's right.
Yep.
He's got one thing in mind.
Yep. That's right.
And that's taking you out.
That's
yep.
Right.
Amen.
He's way more committed than God's people are, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on. Great.
We lose focus so easily. I mean, we can't even keep our focus long enough for the preacher to preach for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
We're thinking about what we're going to eat at supper and lunch and what we did yesterday. Well, when am I going to go home? And, oh boy, so I've got to clean my house. We can't even stay focused 30 minutes.
Yep, come on, preach. Right.
And I promise you, you're going to find yourself knocked out, and
right.
The towel's going to be in, and you're done.
Yep.
Right.
Amen.
Because you focus on something else. Your mind starts thinking about worldly waste of time that mean nothing, and you get knocked out. You're done.
Right.
Let me say another reason people throw in the towel. Because they feel like they're all alone.
Yeah, come on.
Now, come on, I'm just being real. They feel like they're all alone.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else is quitting.
Come on.
Right, come on.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, everybody else is quitting. I mean, I remember so-and-so used to be here, so-and-so used to be here, so-and-so used to be here, so-and-so used to... What happened to so-and-so? And then, you know, I go to work and nobody really understands me. My own family doesn't understand me. Dear God, I'm all alone.
Yeah.
I'm all alone in this thing. And I'm telling you, you have to just be honest with yourself this morning. I'm trying to help you. But these things happen. And you wake up one day, you go to work, and you realize, dear God, nobody understands me. Nobody even cares about the Lord. This world hates Jesus. I'm all alone in this thing.
Yeah. Well, amen.
And your first thought is, you know, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. The towel's going in. I'm all alone in this thing. I might as well quit too, because what can I do all by myself? And they throw in the towel. Sometimes people throw in the towel because they just can't find any real reason to keep fighting. Now let me say what that was. They just can't find any real reason to keep fighting. And here's what this is, dearly beloved. This is nothing more than you are not walking with God anymore.
That's right.
Yep.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
The only reason I'm fighting is because of Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
The only reason I'm fighting is because of what He did for me.
Amen.
Amen.
If I don't keep my heart in my mind, in the Word of God, and in prayer, in touch with Jesus. Brother Roloff used to sing that song, keep in touch with Jesus, He will keep you sweet. Keep in touch with Jesus all along the way. You, if you don't keep in touch with Jesus, you're not even going to know why you're fighting anymore.
And
you're going to wake up one day, and you're going to know, I'm supposed to be a Christian, I'm supposed to be fighting, but I can't really find any reason to fight. I don't even feel like there's any reason to fight anymore, and it's nothing more than you no longer walking with God, and you throw in the towel. Now, those are just some reasons, but I think that covers a whole lot of people.
Yes, sir.
If not all of them.
Right.
Somewhere in there you can find yourself. And don't tell me that that thought hasn't crossed your mind. This towel, I'm throwing in the towel. This fight's too much for me. But let me give you this as we close. Let me give you some results of what happens when you throw in the towel. And you know what the number one is? Satan gloats.
That's right.
You know what it means to gloat?
Yes,
sir. It means to brag. It means to gloat.
Right.
It means to brag how he won and you lost. Let me give you an example. Just say, you Christians, you're so strong, aren't you? I told you I was going to get you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I told you you might as well give up.
Yep.
Because I got you.
Yep.
I told you I was stronger than you. You Christians. You people who call yourself Christ-like. You're a joke.
Oh, great.
All I had to do was just keep fighting. I knew you'd fall. I knew you'd quit. By the way, I've taken down a lot stronger than you. You were nothing. You were easy.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but just acting like Satan makes my blood boil.
Amen.
I don't want to act like, but that's what he does. That's what happens when you throw in the towel. He gloats. He says, oh yeah.
Great.
You were so strong. You were so tough, weren't you? You and that Bible of yours. You and that old church. Ha, I told you that church was a waste of time.
Preach it, brother.
And he just gloats. He laughs. That wicked laughter of fools. That wicked, evil, snaggletooth. And he just gloats. And by the way, he will gloat in your ear the rest of your life.
Right. Yes, sir.
The rest of your God-given life. He will gloat. He will run you down in the ground. He will make fun of you. He will laugh at you. And quite frankly, guess what happens? It's because he won.
That's right.
It's because you threw in the towel and he won. And I don't know how to say this without saying it, but you gave him the right to gloat. I said you gave him the right to gloat. Well, he didn't gloat when you were falling down because you got back up. He didn't gloat when your feelings were hurt because you kept on fighting. He didn't gloat until you threw in the towel and said, forget it, I'm done. And then you gave him every right to gloat. He didn't gloat when you kept praying. He didn't gloat when you kept reading your Bible. He didn't gloat when you kept walking with God. He didn't gloat when your feelings were hurt. He didn't gloat when your heart was broken. But when you threw in that towel, you gave him every right to gloat because you quit. You quit.
Great.
Don't throw in the towel. I mean, Satan's gloating enough. Don't give him more fuel for his fire.
Come on. Amen.
Don't throw in the towel. Because Satan gloats, you Christians.
Yeah.
You talk a big talk.
Yep.
Satan gloats. But you know, another result of throwing in the towel is sin grows.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Listen, when you're fighting the good fight of faith, you're fighting sin.
Yeah, I am.
You're fighting Satan, but Satan is nothing more than the father of sin. Yeah. And when I'm fighting Satan, I'm fighting sin.
Yeah.
I'm fighting to keep sin out of my life, yeah, out of my family, out of my home, out of my heart, out of my mind, out of my church. I'm fighting sin. When I throw in the towel, dearly beloved, sin just grows like a mushroom.
Right. Yeah.
It just goes, it just takes over.
Yeah. Trying, yep.
You let down your guard, you throw in the towel, you say, forget it, you're going to end up in sin.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
You're going to end up in sin.
Amen. Try it.
Go find me one person who threw in the towel and now their life is godlier than it used to be.
Wow.
You're never going to find. You're going to end up in sin.
Yep.
Right.
That's right.
Sin grows. And it will just overcome you when you throw in the towel.
Right.
Yep.
Satan's gloating. Sin's growing. Sin becomes fun. I can't control sin, but I can fight it in my life. I can fight it in my home. I can fight it in my heart. I can fight it in, and you can too. I can't control, but I can control what happens to me. I can fight my fight. That's what I'm talking about. But don't throw in the towel or Satan's going to gloat and sin is going to grow like a cancer.
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's right.
Another result when you throw in the towel, souls are going to go to hell.
That's right. That's
yep.
Right.
That's
right. If I would have quit soul winning a long time ago, because after all, you know, it's hot and I got better things to do and people don't always love me and I look funny and it's hot and I'm tired or it's cold or it's Saturday, it's my only day off or this. If I throw in the towel, well, guess what happens to the people who have gotten saved? They would have never gotten saved.
That's right.
Well, I'm too broke to keep giving the mission, so souls are going to start going to hell.
Yeah. Yep. Come on, preach.
Satan's gloating, and I don't know, that's enough for me right there.
Yeah.
But sin's growing all over you. Sin's making you a sickly, destroyed, devoured individual. Your family is a mess. Your heart is now filled with sin and iniquity. But not only that, you certainly, I guarantee you, you're not going to become a soul winner after you throw in the towel.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're not going to give the missions after
right.
you throw in the towel.
Right.
Yep.
You're not going to care about souls after you throw in the towel. Because that's part of the fight. I'm fighting to keep people out of hell.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank God.
Great.
Amen.
I throw in the towel. Souls are going to start going into hell.
Right. That's right.
It's, and hell hath enlarged herself.
Yep. That's right.
Hell. Souls are going to start going to hell. And can I say this to you? And other saints will get sour.
Yep. That's right. I'm over it. Preach. Yep.
Everybody that has a towel, would you kindly just hold your towel in your hand and stand up, please? Just stand up right there where you're at, please. I don't want to embarrass you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want you to stand up for a minute. You got a towel. Okay. Okay. Now look. No, don't do anything. Just listen. I'll let you sit down in a minute. Let's just say all of your seats were empty this morning.
Yeah.
Well, let's say all of your seats are empty next week.
Yeah, great.
Now the rest of us that are still here are going to sour a little bit because, hey, where's Jill?
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Where's Sammy?
Yeah. Come on.
Right.
Where's Jose?
Amen.
Yeah.
They threw in the towel?
Yeah, great.
Uh-huh. Come on, preach it, brother.
And what about your brothers and sisters here?
Amen.
That are still in the fight?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah.
You take that towel, you throw it in, and the saints around you they're going to start getting soured. They're going to start getting bitter. They're going to start doubting it themselves. And see, it's because you threw in the towel.
Yes, sir.
You can be seated. Understand something. Lastly, the last result I want to talk about, and we'll be closed. We'll close in prayer. The reasons are many, but the result, Satan gloats. So we already said that, preacher. I know, but I don't want you to forget that one.
Amen.
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 And if you're saved this morning, that means Christ is in you.
That's right.
Amen.
And you don't, the last thing you want is for Satan to win.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The last thing, the reason Christ died on the cross is because he would not let Satan win. The reason he did not throw in his towel is because he would not let Satan win.
Here I am. Preach. Here I am.
And when you throw it, so Satan's not going to win. No, but he wins over you.
That's right. Yep. Right.
Yep. Amen. And he will be in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you look.
Yep.
Everywhere you turn.
Come on.
Every time you wake up, there will be.
That's right. Yep.
I told you I could have you. Yep. I told you you were worthless. Yep. I told you you were weak.
Yep. Right. Right. Come on. Preach.
I told you I was better than you. I told you Jesus was an idiot. I told you your pastor's a fool. I told you that Bible's a wicked old dumb lying book. I told you it was ridiculous to try to live for Jesus. And he's going to be in your face every single day.
Yeah, come on.
If you throw in the towel.
Amen.
Yep.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one looking around, please. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we need your help this morning. Oh God, we look around and every one of us can probably think of somebody right now who we know has thrown in the towel. And all of these things are true. And Lord, it's come across our minds. Each one of us. It's crossed our minds. Father, bless your invitation. Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one's looking around, please. I want to ask you something this morning real quick. If you died today, is Christ really in you? Are you going to be in heaven without a doubt? I'm not talking about playing church. Do you know that you know that you know that you're saved? Raise your hand as a testimony if you would. I'm saved and I know it. No doubt about it. All right, thank you. Put them down. Maybe this morning you couldn't raise your hand. Say, preacher, I think I maybe might be faking this thing. God spoke to my heart. I don't know that I'm going to go to heaven when I die. Can I tell you, we love you. God loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. You can be saved. You can know before you leave this building. You can know that you're going to heaven. You can know that without a doubt. All I want to do is pray for you. Dear lady, dear sir, young man, young lady, I just want to pray for you. If there's an ounce of doubt, listen to me. God's probably working in your heart. Well, I remember a time when I prayed a prayer, or I did a good work, or I went baptized. Listen, do you know that you're going to heaven? I want to pray for you. God wants to do one thing. He wants to save you. He wants to save you. Would you be honest? No one's looking around this morning. You've been a very attentive congregation. You've been a blessing. Thank you so much. But if you're here this morning and you say, preacher, oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I don't know for sure. Can I pray for you, please? I plead with you. I beg you. Don't live the rest of your life in that horrible condition. Let me pray for you. My prayer's not going to save you. But I sure will pray for you that God will give you the strength to come to Jesus today. Would there be one here today who would say, "Preacher, I don't know. Oh, I don't know." You may be a church member. Hey, don't worry about that. Don't fake salvation. You can't fake out God. You can't fake Him out. This morning, let me pray for you. Is there anybody like to say, "Preacher, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Would you pray for me? I want to pray for you." Would you slip your hand up quietly? Anybody, just slip it up right there where you sit and put it right back down. I'll pray for you, I promise. I won't mention you by name. I surely won't embarrass you. Would you just quietly slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, I don't know that I'm saved." Okay, sweetheart, I'll pray for you. Is there another hand? Another hand, say, "Preacher, I don't know if I'm really saved. I've been going to church and I've this church and that church and I don't even know. I don't know. Can I pray for you? That's all I want to do." Would you raise your hand? Anybody else like that? Pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. And lastly, Christians, I know the Lord spoke to our hearts. I know the Lord was here with us today. You may not have gotten a towel, but you understand the message. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up the fight. This is the time of invitation. Our Heavenly Father, we invite these dear folks to be honest with You, to find a place where they can kneel and rededicate their lives, recommit their hearts, their minds, and their lives to stay faithful to You. To not throw in that towel. Oh God, work today, please. In Jesus' name.